Macmillan Audio presents Don't Go by Lisa Scottolini. Read for you by Jeremy Davidson. Every war has its own signature wounds. Ronald J. Glasser, M.D., Major, United States Army Medical Corps. Part 1. Chapter 1. Chloe woke up on the floor, her thoughts foggy. She must have fallen and knocked herself out when she hit the hardwood. She started to get up, but felt dizzy and eased back down. The kitchen was dark, except for pinpoints of light on the coffee maker, TV, and cable box, like a suburban constellation. She tried to understand how long she'd been lying here. The last thing she remembered, she was rinsing the dishes after lunch, eyeing the sun through the window, like a big, fresh, shiny yolk in the sky. Yellow was her favorite color, and she always tried to get it into her painting. Chloe used to teach art in middle school. But now she was a new mom with no time to shower, much less paint. She heard a mechanical ka-thunk, and the Christmas lights went on outside. Red, green, and blue glimmered on the wetness underneath her, which seemed to be spreading. Her gaze traveled to its edge, where her Maine Coon, Jake, sat in silhouette under the table, his ears translucent triangles, backlit.